It's interesting when you think about it. Here's this woman who's been on two important studies, one patient who's really having a big impact. But, you know, there's also the question about sort of how docs in practice discuss randomized trials like these trials. These aren't the easiest kind of randomizations to talk to, chemo versus no chemo, 6 weeks of treatment versus 1 week of treatment. I mean, do you feel like you were obligated, for example, to present to this woman the option of receiving conformal radiation therapy off study?
Well, yeah, I do. And I don't tell them they have to be on study to have this. What I tell them is that, firstly, what we know, and my radiation therapist does the same, what we know is the gold standard of treatment is external beam radiation therapy over at least 25 fractions. And that is what a woman should expect who has primary breast cancer. Now, that's not to say that there aren't circumstances in which you can do other things. We all make decisions. There are women who choose not to have any radiation therapy at all, and we follow them as best we can. But if one talks about what's optimal, we need to talk about what we know, and I tell that to patients. So I don't start off, as do some, suggesting this is the way to go, that partial breast irradiation is now the way to go. I suggest that it is an important and interesting approach. And if all else fails, it can be utilized. It's much like using an aromatase inhibitor for perhaps DCIS. I wouldn't do that in my standard practice, even though it may turn out that that is better. But if I have a woman who has high-risk DCIS and has a history of thromboembolic disease, I might consider using an aromatase inhibitor. I certainly did that before the aromatase inhibitors came out for invasive breast cancer, because these were women who really needed a hormonal treatment. So I think what we should try to do is provide the best current therapy, but make sure patients understand where the limitations are. And when they enter a trial like B39, although there is a randomization, if they start from the basis that they're likely to get external beam radiation therapy, and that's their standard. So if they're interested in getting partial breast, that's a bonus if they get it, but they shouldn't be disappointed if they don't. Then most women are willing to accept that.
I think this is a great case to really point that out, too, when you think about it. I mean, I never would have thought about this. This woman spent 2 weeks in pain. Did she require pain medication? Was this a significant problem?
Right.
And I guess you could pretty well guess that wouldn't have happened if she'd gotten external beam.
Well, it may not have, or it may have. I mean, there's certainly skin reactions to external beam.
But you would have had the radiation recall, is my point.
No, the radiation recall, that's true. That would not have happened. And it may turn out at the end of this study that we reassess and decide that we should give partial breast after chemotherapy like we do external beam. These are the things that I think come out of being in clinical trials and why this is so important.